didn't dare just turn my head and look the other way. For when your heart is aching, my heart is aching too. Let me help you bear your burden. That's the least that I can do. I'll be standing in the gap for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, and that is right. It is Standing in the Gap Now time, and that is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. I am Monica R. Hooks of Worship Worldwide Ministries Incorporated, here with you tonight as we are every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Why? Because God says so, because God loves you, so that means I love you, and we come together in this community of prayer, praise, and proclamation just to focus on God, to focus on standing in the gap for each other so that we can pray together, praise together, slay together the things that try to get us down in this world. Pray with us right now, please. God, you are an amazing, beautiful, loving, powerful God, and for that we are grateful. Consecrate us afresh where we are. By the power of your Spirit, God, help us to hear your word. Help us to know our worth and identity and value in you. Meet us where we are, God, so that you can get us where you want us to be. In Jesus' name, and we all say amen. Amen, amen, and welcome. Welcome again to Standing in the Gap. I'm so glad to be here. There are a few ways that you can get in touch with us during this live broadcast. You can call the number 904-296-2251. You know that's the Praise 107.9 number, right? You can also go to hear us on live stream to the website for the radio station. That is praise1079.com. praise1079.com. You can also there, when you're on that live stream and the website, you can go to the on-air information and hit the SITG, Stand in the Gap information. There it gives you all the ways to connect with us. That's the number I gave, as well as the later number, which is a part of Disciple Shape for Discipleship Counseling Services, 904-624-9868. That's also the alternate number if you hear this as a rebroadcast, because during the time, even if the rebroadcast is playing, I'm still available between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. no matter where I am. God willing. Thank you, Lord. So you can also email in your prayer requests, your praise report, any questions you may have, any concerns. And that email is sitgpastor@gmail.com. sitgpastor. And that is at gmail.com. This is the celebration that we have this weekend. This is the celebration of veterans. And so we are so grateful for our veterans. I'm so honored and proud to be a veteran, to serve my country. I am so elated for those whom I got to serve with and for. Especially, we also keep in prayer and celebration the families and loved ones and friends and those who pray us through and continue to pray our active duty people in. So we're going to have a celebration right now. You know, there's some things going on, some conflict, controversies, some disagreements about the Star Spangled Banner that you may hear in the background right now. So a while ago, the Lord gave me the spiritual live version of it, and I call it just that, spiritual anthem. And so we're going to play that for you right now and have a special opening for our men and women who serve us so well, so diligently, some who have lost their lives, as well as those who know they will never be the same again, but counted it not robbery to do such wonderful sacrifices for us, for our country, and for that we are eternally grateful. But as always, we always foremost and firstly always focus on God throughout, and we thank God for the opportunity to even have songs to celebrate our lives in the military as well as our country. We ask God not only to bless America, but to bless all over the world. But as we as Americans focus on our mixing pot and our beautiful salad of different people, we thank God for this opportunity to share tonight the armed forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, and all of our forces. So let's hear this spiritual anthem right now, simply called that. The spiritual anthem. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9.
Oh, say, can you see by this dawn's early light what so proudly we must tell? That our Savior is risen. By his stripes we are healed. For Jesus carried our cross. He was nailed, then they pierced his side. And that blood keeps redeeming. Our Savior died as Satan stared. There was gloom in the air, but God gave proof through those nights that his power is always there. Oh, say does that love of my Jesus still save? For he died to set us free, but is risen to show us the way.
Marching all about, and those caissons go rolling along.
Hallelujah. That's right. God, we thank you right now for all of our military personnel as well as for the families, dear God, asking you to always continue to strengthen us to get beyond things that happened in the past wars and even the present situations that we continue to go through. Help us, dear God, to continue to try to live peace, speak peace, and have peace throughout the world. Bless all those loved ones who are focusing on you, God, and still finding it difficult to move beyond some of the hurt that our forces have had to endure. We ask, dear God, on behalf of every man, every woman, every young lady, every young gentleman, that you continue to protect our forces and that you continue to help throughout this world. Keep our soldiers and sailors and pilots, keep our communicators and signal individuals, keep everyone, dear God, with a mindset stayed on you, that we truly can be about what you would have us to be about, your kingdom that is now and yet to come. And in Jesus' name, we give you all the glory for everything that you do. And we all say amen. Amen. So again, welcome to Staying in the Gap with Pastor Monica. This first song you heard that is on YouTube, as well as the second one. The second one is a mix of the U.S. military songs. And the first one is under Pastor Monica's spiritual anthem on YouTube. I told you I'm a preacher, so don't judge. So anyway, we're going to continue to focus on getting my butt B-U-T in shape this weekend. We started last night with long suffering versus suffering long, for there truly is a difference. We started last night with the focus title being I've got to get my B-U-T in shape. Tonight our focus is getting my B-U-T in shape, and how do we go about that practically? That's what we're going to talk about here tonight. Remember, the number to call in is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. We're going to continue with a song by C-Law next. That is a medley that includes I Need Thee Every Hour and Part the Waters. But first, I want to read just a couple of lines for you for our focus tonight. This is still coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm in the NIV, New International Version. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2 as well as verse 7 for you, okay? So in 2 Corinthians 4, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. In verse 7, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. And when you go down to verse 16, we are reminded yet again, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Lord have mercy. Thank God for God's word. Amen. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap as we continue to talk about getting my butt in shape. That's B-U-T. Don't trip on me. Let's listen to C-Law right now. Can't wait to hear your voice. Please call. Please punk Satan too and be the champ that you are. For those who say that you wanted to call but you didn't, please do call. You cannot bother me. I'm looking forward to it. That's why I'm here. And for those who have called and feel like you don't want to call because you think you'll bother me, no such thing. Just call. All the lines are open right now. Looking forward to serving you here on Standing in the Gap.
When I think I'm going under, part the waters, Lord. When I feel the waves around me, calm the sea. When I cry for help, oh, hear me, Lord, and hold out your hand. Touch my life, still the raging storm in me. I
Again, that's Selah. I need thee every hour and part the waters. And this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So excited about God's word to continue this word. Excited about hearing your calls. Excited about also the prayer requests and praise reports we have from last night, as well as those that are coming in right now. So as usual, I am compiling those. Remember, when you do call in, and for those who don't know, when you do call in, notice I didn't say if, when you call in, that I answer the phone off air so that you decide if you want to share on or off air what you have to say. I can pray with you on air or off air. I can also just hear your concerns and give you a little support that we all need at some times. I am here with the Lord in your corner as you are there with the Lord in that corner. And so we are in this thing together. Amen. So tonight, again, we are focusing on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, getting my butt in shape, B-U-T, because you know it. Last night, we talked about how this word tells us about the difference of putting the power within our statements, making sure we put that behind the B-U-T instead of saying, you know, God is good, but I'm going through a whole bunch of crazy stuff. I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm not sure. We can reverse that, and it gives us exactly the thing that God would have us to focus on more, the power being behind the B-U-T. That is that I don't know how things are going to work out. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, but God is good. Good. And we've talked about this. We've got to get our butts in shape, not your B-U-T-T-S, not your bottoms, not your gluteal maximus. Nope, nope. We are talking about that we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Remember, we played this for you last night.
Crushed.
Ooh. Perplexed.
Perplexed. But not in despair.
Ooh. Now you should know this, right?
Persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down,
but not destroyed,
but not destroyed.
Persecuted.
Persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down. We are hard-pressed on every side.
So you got that by now, right? You know, I told you we try to reach every type of pedagogical resource that we have. Use it. I'm simply meaning those who learn in different ways. I want you to always get this word. As much as God gives it to me, I want to make sure I give it to you. As God is teaching me how to receive it, I'm also doing my best to help you to receive it as well. So we have different ways of learning and retaining. So we use music, we use spoken word, we use poetry, we use comedy, whatever it takes. I'm going to serve you until God says otherwise. That simply means until I take my last breath. Amen. So when we talk about we are hard pressed on every side, that actually, that song was by AVB. They do a lot of really great scripture singing and songs and melodies that can help us to retain some things. But in 2 Corinthians 4, we hear those words as they sing so beautifully. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We are hard pressed. Remember, every side, every upside, downside, every which way but loose. But we are not crushed. We're not creamed. We are not crucified, even though hurt feels like that sometimes. Disappointment sometimes. Those who have deceived us at times feels like we have emotional spears within us. But remember, as we said last night, we're going to say it again. We have to put into context the content of what we are really feeling. And instead of being overly animated and dramatic and even extra traumatic about real trauma that we go through, let's focus more on the power that we have in our but God lives. What did I mean by that? What do I mean? When we use such language as, oh, you tried to throw me under the bus. No, somebody literally threw you under the bus. If they did, you need to call 911 immediately or have someone to call for you if you can, unless you're stuck still up under the bus. I'm joking, but at the same time, I'm serious. When we say things like, you stabbed me, you cut me deep, and if you check yourself, though it may hurt, I know it hurts sometimes, not me, it actually does, when we go through life challenges, it still is not as bad as we make it out. The bad thing that we have going on is bad enough. And let's not add more to it, the negative part. Let's give God the room that God needs to show us how God can use a painful situation to bring about a gainful circumstance. Amen. God can use our painful situations to bring about gainful circumstances. Growing pains can absolutely be used by God to bring about godly gains. We are perplexed, which simply means we are puzzled. We are dumbfounded at times, unsure about how the possibilities and or probabilities of problems will be worked out. But we, as those who believe in Christ, we are not or should not be in despair, nor destitute, nor discouraged, nor demolished, because we know that God is going to do what God said God would do. God gives us demonstrations of what shall happen with us based on the declarations of the word that God gives to us. So we don't always know how things will work out, but yes, dear hearts, we know that God will work them out without a doubt. Amen. We are persecuted wrongfully at times, accused without any reason, abused and misused as we just try to walk this journey with Jesus, just trying to not only do the right thing, but even more do the righteous thing. But we are not abandoned. God has not neglected us, forgotten us, unclaimed us, forsaken us. God is still with us. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is still with us. Manolo is sheltering us, right with us, and available to walk it out and talk it out, this thing we call journey, and reminds us in the Word of God. But if we don't open that Word, if we don't go to a place to hear that Word, if we don't turn the radio up and on or check it out on TV or go into the assembly of worship to hear that Word and to experience that powerful prayer and praise together, we limit ourselves to being more in pain without seeing the possible gain. We are struck down by the words and verbs, the actions and transactions that can be so dastardly by our adversaries, humans and other minions, and all their negative and nasty opinions. Pray for me, somebody. But we are not destroyed. We're not abolished. Those weapons that are formed against us, I didn't say made because the word doesn't say it. They absolutely are formed against us, but they will not prosper. Those spears and arrows, those verbal things that were shot in our direction by Satan, and usually in the hands of those whom we love the most, that sister, that brother, that father, that mother, still, God says in God's word, they will not prosper. And I know I'm not the only one sitting here tonight or wherever you are, in whatever position you're in. I know you know that too, that those things that are seeking to steal your joy and wreck your peace will not prosper. And even when we become enemy number one to ourselves, God will still help us and hold us through it all. Amen. So, yes, it is true that Schoolhouse Rock taught us several things through Conjunction Junction. We know what his function was and is. However, as I said before, the rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ, is the one who ultimately teaches us based on what we put behind our butt. We can survive. And not only can we survive when we put but God into our lives, but we can thrive and help others within their lives as well. Amen. Oh, come on. You got to help me and pray with me and push this thing, because I want us to truly get this word. I got on my honor to be a veteran, Army veteran captain tonight too. So I am in this thing to win it. We are going to leave here greater champions than we came in. And for that, I am grateful. Pain has a way of leading to God's gain when we allow that pain to be used by Jesus' hands. And what we do with those painful situations in the past, the present, can help us in our future lives and the destiny that God has given us. Remember, long suffering is Bible. That is patience. Suffering long is Babel, where someone tries to convince you to let them keep abusing you, keep using you, keep misusing you, keep confusing you about different things in life. That has nothing to do with God. Long-suffering is necessary when it's a God-given patience that God allows us to have so that we can endure certain pains and pressures, knowing that God will use it to mold and shape us for the divine purpose product that God has planned. Suffering long is unnecessary dealings with certain activities and individuals that are either wicked and or allow themselves to be used by Satan with his punkish behind, trying to make sure that those divine purpose that God has given us, those divine products that God wants to come out, such as greater ministry, greater health, greater wealth, that those products and plans of God don't happen. But you know Satan is a punk and the truth is not in him. And so those things will still come to pass. But we can make this journey a little easier when we allow God to show us how to use the pains of life to bring about the gains for God's glory. We're going to talk about that a little bit more after this next song. For truly, God, even in our toughest situations, no matter what place we are in, what space we are abiding, God has a way of keeping us, helping us, and improving us so that we can get across this threshold of whatever we're going through to the better and greater days. Let's listen to Miss Tamela Mann, our sister with her blessed anointed self, sing just that, This Place. Please give us a call here, 904-296-2251. Around the midnight hour, as usual, we're going to have our ha ha hallelujah healing through laughter comedy clips so that we can laugh together. All right. Again, the number is 904-296-2251. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica on Praise 107.9.
Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found Jesus. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm blessed. So glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I never
knew my heart feel again.
You see, I was so hurt. Never knew the pain.
Let me stand.
Never thought the tears would go away. seen a lot of faith, but I've never been in this place. Time and time,
again,
I never thought I'd win.
Oh Lord,
been a lot of places,
seen a lot of
people.
Been
in this place,
time
and time again.
Never thought I'd win.
And I will spirits will guide you home and ignite your bones. And I will try to fix you.
Hallelujah. That's Naturally 7. Isn't that beautiful? Nothing but voices. Exactly what it says. 7 naturally singing brothers doing sounds with their mouths and hands and using their bodies, legs, thighs for drum sound, percussion sounds, and bass sounds. Just amazing how God is through our people and the creations that God has. Look, we are in prayer for several people now. That song Fix You is definitely apropos for us always. A lot of times we say during these times things are just worse and worse and worse, and God said they would be. However, these times are just as bad as they have always been. I think just with technology we can see just how bad they are outside of our own circle, outside of our own neighborhood, outside of our own city, state, and or even country. And so there's always been horrible things going on, and we're just becoming more and more aware of it. Okay, so we come together as Naturally 7, just saying to allow God to use each one of us to fix each other, to be supportive and prayerful for those who have lost loved ones. We are praying for you, for those who are part of the Thousand Oaks tragedy, that God is already turning to a triumph and seeing the best come out of people coming together at that borderline bar and grill shooting. We are still in prayer and will be in prayer for those who lost their lives, the families of those who lost their lives, the 12, 13 that lost their lives, 18 others who were wounded. We are in prayer because we stand in the gap for those who are hurt, as well as those who have caused the hurt, who in some ways usually are hurt themselves. We are praying for Happy Veterans Day. We're praying for one of our veterans, Ian Long, who believed to be the one who did this. You know, Ian Long had served in Afghanistan from 2010 to 11. Very decorated Marine, suffered from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, not validating or condoning what he did. But someone who is so highly trained and used like that, like a lot of our military brothers and sisters who come back and need to be retrained from all the tragedy and trauma that they have experienced and unfortunately have had to be a part of, the things that go within our duties to eliminate and to help bring about peace, that some of the psychological challenges are there. And when we don't address those in proper ways, nobody's fault necessarily. We have to do a better job and paying attention to one another. We have to be prayerful and alert. We as a people all across the world, that is my prayer, that is our prayer tonight, if you join me, right? That we help one another more, pay attention more, because surely someone trained to help and to bring about peace for their country, people in their right mind would not want to do what had happened, what did happen. So we're praying on behalf of his family as well, because they are also devastated differently, but also devastated. We are praying for the mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles, grandparents and guardians of those beautiful young people who are just out and about to have a good time and to enjoy each other and to turn up in some of the best ways and not the worst ways, and to find themselves as the victims of yet another tragedy. So that being said, God, we come together praying, asking you that where there can be sense made of such senseless acts, that you help us to understand what we can attain and the things that we simply will not get, because senseless things don't make sense. And even by and by, there's some things we won't understand. But help us to know and be reminded that through all things, you are God, you are sovereign, you are providential, and we can trust you and that you are still worthy of praise and adoration. We ask that for those families that are going through so much hurt and anger and frustration right now, that you help them to deal with these circumstances that has dealt them some horrible, horrific cards. We ask, dear God, that you help even financially for so many homegoings and funerals, memorial services that have to happen simultaneously or around the same time. We ask that for this city and state and this country and the world, that you help us, dear God, to bring the best out of one another, starting with ourselves, to be empathetic, dear Lord, for the things that are happening. Help us, dear God, not to use this as a reason to speak against others, to become even more enraged, or to execute injustice thinking it is justifiable. But help us to do as you said in your word, as Jesus said, to be angry and do not sin. Help us to have a heart of forgiveness, whether we feel like it or not. Help us to do it just because you told us we are to forgive one another. And help us, dear Lord, however we can be a resource through prayer and other practical means to help one another when we are in need. Help us, first of all, to see the need, to assess the need, and then to address those needs and to do as you said, as immediately as we can, not asking our brother or sister to come back later when it's more convenient for us. Help the tears right now that are coming from those who have lost loved ones beyond at Thousand Oaks. Try because of that, as well as others, dear Lord, who are still grieving. Help us, dear God, to know that you are ultimately our primary everything, that you won't leave us, you won't forsake us. And as we just continue to lean on you, we can continue to learn how to fully be ourselves, to be a blessing to your kingdom and to one another now. We love you, God, beyond what we understand. We trust you. And in Jesus' name, we bless your name. And we all say amen. Amen. So as we're talking about pain and gain, this is a situation that's just, you know, right at our feet right now, as far as what happened with Thousand Oaks, as well as what happened in Las Vegas with that shooting at the country western concert, country concert, not just country western. And so suffering long happens, and which are things that we can move beyond, some things that we can let go of. Long suffering happens because it has a purpose by God. God, God's self, Jesus self, are long sufferers, is a long sufferer, because they are one in dealing with us. Think about how we deal with Jesus, how we are where we are now in our growth, but we were not there all the time, and we're still not where God ultimately wants us to be. But it is a process, right? The ultimate parent, God, long suffers for us, uses patience, for he angers not easily, and he is greatly merciful and gracious, right? So as parents, as guardians, as loved ones of others, we have to know the difference too between long suffering and suffering long. So when we think about parents and those who are teachers and educators, those who are especially living in the household with young ones growing up to be young adults, suffering long comes to mind when we enable children to be less than God created them to be, and we don't empower them to be as awesome as God intended. What am I saying, right? I know this is shaky ground for some of you, but trust me, I'm talking out of love and nothing but no judgment. But being one who has had the opportunity to raise, to help out in raising two children, as well as to be a part of the counseling process, residential counseling, as well as living with children for years in these dorm areas where they were developmentally disabled or had such extreme cases of abuse and neglect and sexual assault, that we had to be their counselors with them throughout the day. We had to go and wake them up, help them out through their hygiene, through getting dressed. There's always a counselor sitting with at least two, I think it was one counselor per three or four young ladies. So because they could have flashbacks, they could become anxiety stricken, they could have panic attacks, just because something reminds them of some of the trauma that they had experienced. And so living through that in New Jersey for years straight, see more and more bad behaviors and undisciplined acts and downright disrespectful attitudes that happened then. I'm so glad we didn't have social media. And those were recognizably people who were struggling and getting help. And either by the system, by the court, by other guardians who were looking out for the parents who were out of place because of drugs or disease or cancer or disease of some sort, they were very well known to be in trouble and seeking help. And keeping it as private as possible so these children can have a better chance at a better life, right? Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Now, more and more behaviors that these children would have as a result of the trauma that they endured, we want to make reality shows on those and put cameras in their face. Those who have unprocessed trauma, those who have so much unrealized trauma within their souls from being assaulted and molested, from incest, from being raped, from having early problems with drug abuse. And I didn't even think of smoking a cigarette at 12, let alone to be hooked on crack or cocaine. Some of our young people struggle so hard with how life has happened to them. And some of them are doing the best that they can, but the suffering long comes when we see that television or we see that check or we see that bag as a way of getting out of the trauma. It's just not true. And so it makes me angry sometimes. I know it makes you angry, and that's why we're here to pray, when I see those who are producing and directing young people and people who are getting older, who are not so young but are older, and still exhibiting the same negative, rude, nasty, disgusting to themselves behavior. Nothing against them, because they're being promoted and rewarded for bad behavior. And if that's all you know, that's all you know. And if someone thinks that you jumping on a table and fighting because someone looked at you the wrong way, and they weren't even looking at you, if that's what you see as good around you and that's what you grow up in, that is your normal, as abnormal as it is. God has created all of us with a good purpose, with a God purpose, and none of us are mistakes. So even all the trauma and drama that we have been exposed to or caused to ourselves or caused by others or was allowed by God, God can and will use those things to help other people, including ourselves. There are two extreme ways of thinking now when we look at social media and when we look at television and cable and all of that. Some think that their child or children talking back, fussing back, and clapping back is cute. Okay, it might be cute, but it's not that astute. It's not a good assessment of how bad behavior today without discipline, you already know this, becomes worse behavior tomorrow. That's right, little ones whom we allow to talk back today disrespectfully may be walking out tomorrow out of school because the teachers couldn't get them to behave in class, because some of us who filmed them and some of us who liked what we saw, all that cute back talking and hip shaking and head yoking and eyes rolling, little ones whom we allow to fuss today may begin, and some already do, cuss tomorrow. And I did not say curse. I meant cuss. I've heard some young people cuss worse than I've ever heard, or curse myself when I used to cuss. Little ones whom we allow to clap back and snap back today, they may tap back tomorrow and tap out too soon because they didn't learn how to tap into Jesus' love. They didn't learn how to tap into Jesus' peace and joy and mercy and value and identity and long suffering. Somebody ought to say amen. Why didn't they realize how to make better choices? Some of our young people that are growing up, how could they not know how to discern the difference between divine and demonic forces? What's going on with so much self-delusion and confusion, and why these beautiful, blessed bundles of God's bounty go through life struggling with feeling unclaimed, uncared about, and unloved? And some of us are the same way. Why? Usually because many of us, or those who were before us, didn't know or didn't show it either. We all have greater opportunities now to build on what the great cloud of witnesses that came before us did, to do what Big Mama did and to improve upon it. We know the words that Big Papa said, that he never stepped into the church before, but he could quote some scriptures from the Bible, but he had a Bible in one hand and a gun in the other hand. There are some things that we can do now to improve that, where we don't need a gun in one hand. When we teach each other, learn for ourselves, and show it, holy fellowship, kinship, and relationship with Christ Jesus, God Almighty, we all can have a better way of life. When people like Brother Ian Long, who caused this tragedy, who dealt with tragedy that was happening within his mind in a very horrible way, and there's so many other brothers and sisters, not only veterans, who struggle with post-traumatic stress disorder. When we don't pay attention to ourselves and what's going on and get the right help, when we don't pay attention to each other to help each other get the right help, and I'm especially talking to us as Christians. Remember I told you discipleship for discipleship started. God birthed that when not only so many young people were committing suicide and homicide, but at a time in a season where so many pastors were doing it. And you know what's amazing, brothers and sisters, as we get ready to pray, and we're going to have a hallelujah moment too, that strategically in searching and researching all of this, I saw how God was directing me to pray and to see what was really happening. There's no coincidence that most of the clergy who committed suicide or homicide, then suicide, they were doing it on typical Sabbath days, right before they were supposed to go to the temple, or at the time where they were supposed to go to Bible study. More, at least 52% of them did it on Sunday before they had to go to church. And part of the reasons, even though I didn't talk to them directly, I've read about it, but I also know in my spirit what God has made clear, is because we don't know how to be perfectly imperfect as God told us and showed us. We start believing the hype, some of us, when people exalt us instead of just exalting the Lord, when they put us on pedestals to be perfect, when we put these titles of first lady this and leader of that, it gives people a mindset that there's no room to make a mistake, no room to be human, no room to be honestly angry at God sometimes, not be feeling God. God knows I'm being respectful. It's a real relationship. No room to sin in a way that people know that you sin. And no room to seek forgiveness, because instead of treating us as representatives for Christ, Christians and Christian leaders at times get treated as if we are Christ, and that there's no room for us to make a mistake. And when we make a mistake, some of us feel like we cannot deal with the truth coming out that we are just human. Well, welcome to the club. It's called human humanity, and we are lifelong member. But a better club to be in is the body of Christ, for that is everlasting. And there you can be just as perfectly imperfect as God continues to perfect you. I say all this to encourage us to know the difference between long suffering, having patience with some things, but suffering long is dealing with abuse and misuse, and we can't just say ignorance is bliss. I just don't know any better. Those who are chosen by God know better. Even if you never open your Bible, the same thing that was said to those in Bible time, written days, is the chosen people, the Jews, had this word written out. And those who did not have access to the word at that